Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2200. Stop doing deadlifts like this. 7 Key Mistakes by Eric Bock of BockPerformance.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Happy Monday and welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. Stop doing deadlifts like this. 7 Key Mistakes by Eric Bock of BockPerformance.com. Deadlifts are a staple exercise for building a strong, jacked, and athletic body, if you do them right. The problem? Most people have deadlift form that more closely resembles a dog taking a dump than an optimal deadlift technique. There are 7 huge mistakes you want to avoid with your deadlifts, like starting with your hips too low, sloppy touch-and-go deadlifts, ripping the bar off the ground, training heavy all the time, poor lat engagement, no air in your belly, and not mixing your grip. 1. Hips are too low. The king of all mistakes. When your hips are too low, your shins push forward like a squat and end up pushing the bar forward. The idea is lift with your legs. However, this is actually more stressful on your back. Think back to the number of times you've seen a big deadlift and thought to yourself how much more the lifter could have pulled if he didn't stiff leg it. I see it all the time. If your hips rise up, this is all wasted movement. This is why the barbell feels nailed to the floor and your back hurts. 2. Touch and go deadlifts. Lose trunk position, ingrain poor movement. Your form never looks the same. Touch-and-go deadlifts are tempting, especially if you're doing more than a couple of reps on your deadlifts. The problem is, touch-and-go deadlifts turn into bounce-and-go deadlifts. Bouncing off the bottom of the rep leads you to lose trunk stability when you need it most, the start of your deadlift. This increases your chance for injury. Worse, it reinforces a relaxed trunk position when it's most important during the initial pull. While you may be able to get more reps doing touch-and-go deadlifts, you're using momentum more than your muscle. You're better off treating each deadlift like a single lift. Hit a perfect rep, reset, lift again. As a general rule, it's much better to keep the reps on your conventional deadlifts lower so you can maintain the best possible technique. If you're interested in using the deadlift movement pattern purely for muscle growth, the Romanian deadlift is a superior option. 3. Trying to rip the bar off the ground on every rep. When many lifters attempt to rip the bar off the ground on deadlifts, they lose ideal hip and spinal position. Not good. A better option is to focus on pushing your feet through the floor, especially as you're first getting the bar moving. Think of pressing hard. As the bar starts to move, apply as much force as you can to accelerate the bar. This helps you maintain optimal spinal position throughout. One of my favorite ways to train is with an exercise called the deadfall. On the deadfall, you set up in your normal deadlift position, push through the floor, and pull to mid-shin, the most common sticking point during the deadlift. Hold this position for 2 to 3 seconds, and then return to the ground. This builds perfect pulling position and a rock-solid lower back. 3 to 4 sets of 3 to 5 reps is perfect. 4. Training heavy all the time. Testing strength doesn't build strength. What does that mean? Going heavy all the time in the deadlift won't help you. There's a reason some of the strongest lifters in the world, like those at Westside Barbell Club, rarely max out in the deadlift. The deadlift is extremely demanding on your central nervous system. The more volume and the heavier you go, the greater the recovery demand. Doing too much can negatively impact your other workouts for the rest of the week. Also, deadlifts start from a zero. There is no eccentric movement, so all your muscles have to fire hard from the get-go to get the ball rolling. It's very demanding on your grip, and your grip is the first thing to go when your central nervous system is totally taxed. Straps can be helpful in this regard. Finally, deadlifts are heavily axially loaded and smoke your lower back, which can create plenty of fatigue for other muscle groups. 5. Not pulling the bar back. The deadlift is all about leverage and positioning. If you're standing too close to the bar, it'll have to come over the knee before you can pull it back, thus going forward before it goes backward. In Olympic lifts, it's common to have your shoulders over the bar. That's not the goal on deadlifts. If your shoulders are in front of the bar at the start of the pull, then the bar will want to go forward, not backward. If your back isn't arched, the bar will also want to drift forward. So, get your shoulders even or just behind the bar. This will help you engage your lats, which also increase spinal stability. Coach Tony Gentlecore teaches a great cue. Quote, pretend like you're squeezing an orange in your armpit during the entire rep and you're trying to make orange juice. End quote. Again, this helps to fire the lats more effectively, which in turn helps transfer force more efficiently as well as provide a ton more spinal stability. In addition, test out the band-distracted deadlifts. This teaches your lats to contract, keeping the bar tight and increasing spinal stability. 6. Not having enough air in your belly. When you breathe properly, your diaphragm helps create an internal belt, protecting your spine and giving you more strength and power production on your deadlift. Before you drop down on your deadlift, breathe deeply in through your stomach. If your shoulders rise, it's a good sign you're ineffective with your breathing. Focus on pulling air into your belly button. This will create more internal stability for a safer deadlift and more power. Bonus tip, if you wear a belt, imagine pulling air in so you can push against the belt. And 7, using a mixed grip. Unless you're competing in powerlifting, the mixed grip isn't worth the risk of a biceps tear or uneven pulling. Many lifters will rotate slightly when using a mixed deadlift, overloading their lower back and providing unwanted rotation with heavy weight. This can be a recipe for bicep tears and lower back injuries. Better options? Do most of your deadlifts with a double overhand grip. Experiment with a hook grip. Wrap your fingers around your thumb. And use straps. No, it doesn't make you soft. This is often best because it prevents your grip from becoming a limiting factor in your performance. In addition, this will make deadlifts less neurologically intensive, allowing you to go a bit heavier with more volume without the risk of your form breaking down. You just listened to the post titled, Stop Doing Deadlifts Like This, 7 Key Mistakes by Eric Bock of BockPerformance.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I was afraid of performing deadlifts for a long time. They looked scary to me. I thought it was a surefire way of injuring my back. But at one point, a colleague of mine insisted I try deadlifting and promised to show me how to perform it properly. He did have a master's degree in kinesiology after all, so I thought, I guess I should believe him. Once I learned how to perform the move properly, I was hooked. But just because I learned how to perform the move properly once doesn't mean I was done learning. As today's author, Eric, mentioned, it's so easy to get sloppy or even forget the basics. The deadlift is a complicated movement, but please don't let that intimidate you. Have a well-experienced and certified trainer show you how to perform the movement perfectly. Then practice it on your own, and then, after a little time has passed, have your trainer watch you and make sure your form is still perfect. Chances are, you probably developed a couple of bad habits along the way. But again, that's why the trainer is there, to help correct you, and to make sure you don't injure yourself. But again, once you've mastered the deadlift, I promise you'll never look back. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.